This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 388 for Wednesday, May 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger in the new crop months on Wednesday, with continuing declines in the old crop July contract. That July contract is at its down limit of $30 at $902.30 per ton, and new crop November is up $16.90 at $754.70 per ton. A trader says there is a mass liquidation in the July contract moving into November. This situation began when July became $250 more than November. There's additional support coming from strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex, plus gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The trader also says dryness across the prairies is becoming more and more of an issue as each day passes without rain. The Canadian dollar is lower this afternoon, with the loonie at 82.57 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 82.67. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its monthly supply and demand estimates today. The department is leaving its old crop soybean carryout at 3.27 million tons and is calling for 3.8 million for new crop ending stocks. As for corn, the USDA says the old crop carryover will be about 32 million tons, and that for new crop at nearly 38.36 million. Wheat ending stocks are slotted to be 23.73 million tons for old crop and 21.07 million for new crop. Also today, CONAB in Brazil says that country's soybean crop is to be 135.41 million tons, slightly lower than its April forecast. CONAB cut Brazil corn production to about 106.4 million tons, with the bulk of the declines coming from its struggling second corn crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The July contract is up 28 cents at $16.425 per bushel. July soy oil is up 1.6 cents at 66.4 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $1.80 at $4.48.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Wednesday, with the July contract down 7.5 cents at $7.15 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the July contract losing 19 cents at $3.89. Wheat futures are falling on Wednesday, with Chicago July slipping 12 cents at $7.30. Kansas City July drops 20 cents at $6.91. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is down 8 cents at $7.63. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 12th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.